Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Courtney Cox out from Carbon Events and Recreation. Going to be talking about some fun upcoming events here in the Castle Country. Courtney, as always, it's a pleasure. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me back, Aiden.
And you know, it's a busy stretch of year for you guys, but it's also a very fun stretch of year. Some very heavy hitter events coming in. You saw one just recently, Casino Night. A big success for you guys.
It really was. We had an absolute ball being able to put that together, and we had a great turnout. So it was very enjoyable. We're already excited to bring it back next year, already talking about the plans for it. So, you know, just stay tuned. You're going to hear more about it as we get closer to the end of the year.
Yeah, and it's one of those things with Carbon Rec, you always know that things are going to get bigger and better year after year. That's been the theme for every major event you guys have done. So I'm looking forward to see what you do with next year's rendition of it. Another event coming up, though, that you guys continually look to improve is the County Fair. It's crazy to think, right around the corner.
Oh my gosh. Somebody said 5.5 weeks the other day, and I said, correction, we're sticking with 6 weeks this week. So yes, it is coming up fast, and that time is going to fly by, and we have some great things lined up for the community.
Yeah, and you and I were talking about it beforehand. You guys are bringing a lot of fun events to this. I mean, you have Citizen of the Year open, always a community staple, but you guys are also having a branding ceremony this year.
Yeah, so that's something new that we are incorporating into the county fair that we would like to incorporate into our opening ceremony. So for farmers, ranchers, those who are involved in our ag community, we have some plaques that you can purchase a plaque for $60. You can place your brand on the plaque. We will engrave your information below it, and we're going to display it in the event center. We want to honor our agricultural community because it is such a large part of Carbon County.
It's a large part of Carbon County, and it's a very important part of Carbon County as well. That agriculture demographic truly is irreplaceable. If we lost them, we wouldn't know what to do without them. So we'd say it's always good to give them some proper respect.
Absolutely.
Now, another thing that you guys have coming up with it is the Black Diamond Rodeo. It was a fun time last year, and this year going to be bigger, better. That's always been the theme, bigger, better. And this year, you guys are seeing the return of the Queen competition.
Yes. So we actually have five contestants who have thrown their hat in the ring. We're very excited for these young ladies to be joining us. And that is going to be held this Saturday, May 2nd. We're going to start at 10 a.m. in the event center. This year, it is going to be open to spectators. We had that question last year, but we were just getting our feet wet and kind of wanted to get that ball rolling. This year, it is going to be open to spectators. So if you're interested in watching our Queen competition, again, it starts 10 a.m. on Saturday morning in the event center. We're going to have modeling, speeches, and impromptu questions, followed by horsemanship out in the arena, and we will crown our 2026 and 2027 Black Diamond Rodeo Queen and First Attendant.
And it's always an exciting time when they come in and you get to see them run around the ring. They bring so much pride to our community. It's great to see those young ladies throwing their hat in the ring. Now, we always talk about the behind the scenes for the fair. We always talk about what things look like there, but what do things look like behind the scenes for the Black Diamond Rodeo? What do you and the rodeo committee get up to when it starts getting down to this time where it's really pedal to the metal?
I mean, you would call this crunch time, right? But there's so much planning that goes on throughout the year that right now I think our biggest thing is just coordinating some final details, making sure we've got volunteers in the right places, making sure that we've got, you know, the merchandise that we want to sell lined up, and that we're making sure our deliverables for sponsors are in line. And that's kind of where we're at with things right now. But, you know, both of these events, they are huge, right? There's so many moving parts to them, but we have such good teams behind them that it all comes together quite well. We've all got our parts in it. Another thing that we're in the process of is we're going to start getting out flyers and table tents and, you know, getting banners and stuff rolling out there. So we have some other advertising out and about, but it's kind of where we're at.
No, it's always fun to see when the promotion for it really starts get ramping up. I love seeing all the flyers around. I love seeing the social media engagement. It's just such a fun time at the Black Diamond Rodeo. And we, you know, I've talked about it before, but this year going to be on the Cowboy Channel. That's a pretty big deal.
That is a very big deal. We are super excited about that, especially for being year two back with the rodeo. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool that we're able to take it as far as we have in the short amount of time that we've had it.
Yeah, and last year, we were named as a finalist for a top two rodeo in the wilderness circuit. This year, I think it's fair to say you guys are going for that top slot.
Hey, I'm pushing for it. You know, we got WPRA lined up this year to join us, so we're going to have women's professional barrel racing involved. And, you know, like you said, the Cowboy Channel, and we're bringing in, his name is Felix Santana, and he's got some of the dancing Andalusian horses, the ones that have the really long, black, curly manes. scenes. They're beautiful. He does a great job. So we're adding even more to the rodeo this year. We've got a couple of really great themes too. Friday night is going to be Raise a Glass to the Working Class, where we're going to honor those hardworking men and women here in Carbon and Emery counties. And then Saturday night, we are going to have the theme of So God Made a Farmer. Again, honoring our ranchers and farmers in Carbon and Emery County and our agricultural community that is truly a backbone of our community.
Now, if people want to get tickets in advance for the Black Diamond Rodeo, again, coming up right around the corner, where can they go to do that?
They can go to blackdiamondrodeo.com, and they will find the ticket links there. And I would highly recommend jumping on and getting your tickets early this year. We anticipate a much bigger turnout for the rodeo this year, and I would hate for you to miss your opportunity on getting tickets if we sell out.
Yeah, buy them soon, buy them early, because they might be gone by the time it rolls around, because it's going to be that important of an event. Courtney, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd want to leave our listeners off with?
Like we always say, Aiden, there's always something going on at Carbon Events and Recreation. I'll throw out one more thing. We actually are in the process of developing an RC crawler course out at Circuit. So that's another thing that people should know. We hear you, we listen, and when we can, we implement the additions or the changes that you would like to see. And so this is something that has been talked about at least since I've been out there as director, and now we're making it happen, and we have a very excited group in our community. So come check out our new RC crawler course.
It's always an exciting time out at Carbon Rec, and there's always something happening. Courtney, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Aiden.
Again, our guest Courtney Cox with Carbon Events and Recreation. We're talking about what's happening out at Circuit. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.